Ladies and gentlemen, the lineup for the 360 Nationals on the pole in the Rudine Racing Fire Down Graphics. MPD Race Parts 26, Travis Roots. Outside row 1 in the 69 from Coquitlam, British Columbia, the 92.9 KISM Circle A Trailer Sales Valley Automotive Machine, number 69 of Corey Chamberlain. Row number 2 is the 4 car from Burlington, Washington, the Dry Ease Motorworks Northwest, Doyle Guffey's Rally Auto Sales car of Nick Engberg. In the 7K from Woodinville, the Jet City Rentals car, Danny Kirkpatrick. The F1 from Everett, Washington, Waste Management, Here to Wire, and Faber Racing Engines, it's Quick Rick Faber. The next row, outside him in the 23, sponsored in part by Corridor Electric and Whitman Engines, Seth Bergman. Your Dirt Cup champion in the 9 from Everett, Washington, in the Here to Wire Snowland Machine Sandblasters Inc. car, Jamie Barnes. The 18 car from Cedro Woolley, Shark Racing Engines, Tri-County Trust, Performance RC, Steve Kilcap. In the 29 from Sacramento, California, Holy Smokes Barbecue, Direct Shopping Network, and Tom Rolfe Trucking, it's Willie Croft. Outside Willie Croft, in the V8, the Tom Carr Monster Energy Drink, number V8 of Jeff Hodgson. In the 98, sponsored by SC Fuels, Provac, and Olsen Brothers Excavating, Mitch Olson. In the 77 from North Star Fisheries Incorporated, Mike Sather. Skagit Speedway, the most awesome sight in all of motorsports. Get on your feet as it comes to Section G, and they come around. Wave a hat, throw your hands in the air, and make some noise. This is the 360 Nationals, and these are your drivers. Let them hear it! The next row of race cars on the track will be the 7 Little O, the Audman Motorsports XXX Race Go, Case Marine and Industrial sponsored car of Colton Heath. Out of Cedro Woolley, Washington in the 73, sponsored by Tri-County Trust, Shark Racing Engines, and Cavalli Construction, Danielle Houston. The next row of race cars, the 5D. He is sponsored by H.B. Jaeger, Jansma Construction, and Dirt Incorporated, Josh DeWitt. The 42 car from Granite Falls, Washington, and the Munn Construction North Central Collision Entry, Alan Munn. The 943 running in memory of Troy Boggs, it is Robbie Vaughn. In the 38, Industrial Supply, Faber Racing Engines, and Advanced Powder Coaters, Jason Bloodgood. The rest of the field, Andy Gregg, 16X, Brian Kirkpatrick, 5K, Michael Harris, the 44, Jason Cocking, the 66. 40 laps for $10,000. You ready? Lights are out. Pace truck is in. Travis Roots is on the pole and out of corner number 4, green flag! On the start, Corey Chamberlain's going to take the lead. Car turn around, Rick Faber turn 2, and that'll give us a yellow. Tough break for Chamberlain, as that might have been the trick he had up his sleeve. See if Roots gets caught in that one again. Your fifth place car of Rick Faber is going to go to the back of the pack, and he's going to have his work cut out for him. Kirby Hoyle with the flag out, coming to the front straightaway. Going to admonish the front row of racers. So what that does is that moves Jamie Barnes up to fifth, moves Willie Croft to seventh. Couple of dangerous race car drivers going forward without the benefit of losing a lap. Nine car, Jamie Barnes is pulling to the apron. He's pulled out of line. Pulls back into line. Might have been pulling there to get some knowledge from the crew. Communicating via hand signals, Barnes parked in corner 4 tonight. Actually about turn 3 next to Heath, if I'm right. Lights out again. Let's try the second time to kick off the 360 Nationals. Travis Roots, Corey Chamberlain, side by side. They're on the hammer. Green flag is out. Chamberlain gets him again. Chamberlain will go down low at the start. Roots going to settle into second and quickly make up the advantage. Meanwhile, Engberg and Kirkpatrick banging side by side for third. It'll be Chamberlain pacing them on lap one. Roots in tow. Danny Kay goes back underneath. He gets a piece of Enberg. Turns it around. That'll bring a yellow out. We did get one lap in the books. Danny Kirkpatrick and Engberg tangle in the turn, and Engberg drives away. Kirkpatrick does not. That brings out the yellow. And Jamie Barnes, Patrick draws the yellow. Working on sorting the lineup out. One lap in and 39 long laps to go. Out front, Corey Chamberlain. He won the battle into turn one on both restarts, finding good grip up top off corner number four. And I'll tell you something, as the race gets long, is apparently corner four, good place to exit from up high. Then Chamberlain immediately went to the bottom through one and two as Roots took his cart up. They make it around the cone. Travis Roots right in tow. Looks to get around him on the bottom coming off of two, but out front, Corey Chamberlain holds on to the advantage. Meanwhile, Bergman put the slider on Engberg, and Jamie Barnes has gone sour in turn number three. So Seth Bergman gets around Nick Engberg. We've got a car stopped in the corner. Yellow flag's going to come out again. Seth Bergman had told me before the race started tonight that the usual take your time, be patient Seth Bergman was going out the window, and you were going to see a whole new level of aggression from him. You saw it right there, putting a big old slider on him going into three. And Bergman up to the third spot as your Dirt Cup champion, the giant killer Jamie Barnes, has got a push truck wheeling him around the apron. So Barnes is to the pit area. They're looking at the left rear of that race car right now. The way they're huddled up around it, it's hard to tell if it's a tire, maybe a birdcage, or a rear end issue. Alan Munn to the pit area in the 42 car. Barnes is getting another push, so the giant killer not quite done yet. He comes out under power, trying to give it a feel. So Barnes rejoins at the back of the field. He'll be the 21st car on the racetrack. Corey Chamberlain, two down, 38 left. Travis Roots right in tow as they get in through one and two. Chamberlain goes bouncing. Roots, is this his opportunity? Travis Roots, bonsai off the bottom. Chamberlain nails the exit of four, though. Meanwhile, got a car putting a slider on Engberg. It's Olsen, and Olsen goes forward. Is something wrong in the Engberg machine? It's slowing. Let's watch up front. Battle between your leaders. One, two, and three. Chamberlain, Roots, Bergman. Steve Kilkep settles into fourth. Mitch Olsen, fifth. Willie Croft, sixth. Colton Heath up to seventh. We got a car up and over in turn number two.
Andy Gregg.
Andy Gregg's 16X machine underneath the Skagit Valley Casino Resort sign draws the red on lap five. Red flag on the racetrack as the teams go scrambling. So open red out. You can see the Heath team putting a new nose wing on the car. Crew chief Leo Voigt down there looking at it. Andy Gregg out of the race car, let him hear it. Guy made a long tow to be here this weekend, and we do appreciate him at Skagit Speedway. Your race leader is on the back straightaway right underneath the Vans Equipment Company sign. Corey Chamberlain has led the first five in impressive fashion. Travis Roots second in the 26, third place Seth Bergman the 23.
Taking advantage of this red, you see the DeWitt crew fueling the five car just in case. It's a good safety check, if you will, should this thing run long.
Always a smart call. Everybody trying to clean the cars off as best they can. Can't really spot a whole lot of additional activity going on out there. A lot of cars too far away to see specific. Looks like the Heath crew almost has the new nose wing popped on. All right, they're about to go yellow. Crews on the front stretch, they can hear me. Prepare to go yellow.
77 car to his pit area. They are apparently done for the evening.
Okay, so Mike Sather out. So three cars eliminated, 19 remain. Munn, the first car out of this one. Greg will be done. Sather will be done. Haven't seen anybody else gone to the pit. Track is yellow. Crews need to clear the track, please. You can see Engberg lost the side panel off of his nose wing, the right side panel. So with the right side panel off, that thing's not going to provide as much downforce as it usually would.
May not have had a spare nose wing in the pit area.
That, or they deemed they didn't have enough time to get that one off and get a new one on. Part of the chess game you play during open red flags. Okay, do we have enough time to completely fix it, or should we patch it and hope for a longer? Single car red flag like that one with Andy Gregg in turn two.
Also rolling the dice that it's a downforce issue, not a side force issue as you go into the corner.
Right. But it'll do two things for you. One, it glues down the rear end, but two, those fins will provide a little bit of side bite, which is important for getting through the middle of the corner and for getting good drive off. Sprint car, a beautiful, simple, but very complex machine all at the same time. There's so many ways to go about getting what you want to do done to it and making the car race how you want to do it. Your field is pushed off. Now we just have to get them into their positions. Your top five is locked down. It is Chamberlain, Roots, Bergman, Kilcup, Olsen. Need to get Willie Croft up there. Travis Roots down along the bottom of the racetrack. The mental games begin between Chamberlain and Roots. Couple Canadian drivers. Lights out on the pace truck. Let's see what the cars do now that they've had a little bit of adjustment to them. Corey Chamberlain, Travis Roots, Seth Bergman. 1, 2, 3, match the go, pedal and run. Green flag, Chamberlain, a good restart. Travis gonna try to go to the bottom. He shows him a wheel. Chamberlain, good drive off of two. He'll go forward. Corey Chamberlain looking awfully good in this one. Up front, Houston into the wall. Everybody keeps moving. Now Root's going to make the move on Chamberlain for the lead. Goes up, slide jump. Travis Root's to your lead on the seventh lap. Chamberlain in second. Bergman third. Bergman catches the wrong spot on the racetrack. Does an endo, and that's going to draw a red flag. Coming through the second corner, Bergman found the soft spot in turn two, got it sideways and turned her over. Red flag on the track. Travis Roots assumes the lead on the seventh lap. We are red for what was the third place car of Seth Bergman. This is a closed red flag, we understand. All they can do is clean clay out, provide driver assistance, i.e. tighten the belts, give him new tear-offs if necessary. Coming into the pit area, take a look. Danielle Houston, 73, getting pushed in by the crew. She's turning towards the work area. So Houston, one of the dark horse favorites in this one, had been running 11th as the crew will go to work on the 73 car. Clear the track, the call being given as Bergman has been pushed into his pit area. Your lead car is in turn number two, getting the pushed restart. Travis Roots in the 26, your race leader, the 2006 360 Nationals champion, Travis Roots.
Chamberlain in that 69 car had held the lead for the first six laps, and on a couple of restarts looked very, very strong, so we'll watch and see what happens on this restart as well, Caleb.
Roots, the 2006 360 Nationals champion, which he followed up in short order by winning the Casey Kane night that followed, which kind of propelled him on to the big things that he has done.
Helped him.
Here comes Travis Roots, brings him off the bottom to the line, green flag out. Now it's time for Chamberlain to give chase. Goes through the middle, makes it through. Up into fifth goes Josh DeWitt as he's trying to storm up and around Willie Croft. See your top five, Dyson and Slicen changing around. DeWitt already now working for fourth as Olsen goes bouncing through. DeWitt looking for fourth now. He might have a shot at it as he is rim riding out front. Travis Roots is look out. DeWitt makes contact with Olsen. He'll lose a bunch of spots. Might have broken something on the car as it is not handling. Roots cruising. Chamberlain in second. Kilcup third. Olsen fourth. Heath five now. As Colton, first night in a 360 this year. First weekend in a 360. Trying to get underneath Mitch Olsen. Shows him a tire. Olsen strong off the middle, keeps it going forward.
Roots into traffic.
Travis Roots into traffic, clears Danny Kirkpatrick. This is going to get dicey, folks. Colton Heath the fourth, he gets underneath, and we got a car up and over. It's Jamie Barnes, the giant killer, under the Frontier Chevrolet sign. Green flag is out, here we go. On the restart, everybody getting into the corners. Your leader, Travis Roots, makes it through unscathed. Corey Chamberlain, Steve Kilcup, Mitch Olsen. Look out, Chamberlain goes hippity-hopping. Everybody checks up behind him. We got a four-car battle for second now with Mitch Olsen going up top. Look at Heath trying to come through. Is Olsen trying to get up and around Chamberlain? You're either above it or below it. You can't go through it. And Mitchie the Kid trying to get up and around Corey Chamberlain. Ryan Kirkpatrick takes a wide exit off of corner four, gathers it back up. Travis Roots on cruise control. The race for second intensifying with Corey Chamberlain and Mitch Olsen going at it. Chamberlain hops up, keeps it going forward, loses a couple of spots. It's Olsen to second, now Heath to third. Roots is going to get into lap traffic, and we got a car on its top. It's Brian Kirkpatrick. Everybody avoids, but that's a red flag, corner number three.